Scott, fantastic win. It's always nice to come to places like this and get the points, but what a hard-earned victory.
Yeah, that's it. Like I was just, some of the boys just saying and stuff like that, they're the sort of wins what put you in that top four coming into the season. That was our goal going into this year, make sure we're in that top four when the split comes, and coming here and winning games like that, grinding it out, they're the sort of the games you need to win, and we should be proud. 117, everyone dug in. It was a real team performance, and to come here and get a win at a place like St Helens, it's a massive effort.
It was a real war, wasn't it? There were bodies going in, tackles, bones being crunched, everything. I mean, you got a black eye yourself. Yeah. What's it like as a forward playing in that?
It's tough. The body's feeling it now. I mean, 3 games in 8 days. It's tough. But at the end of the day, whatever, I'm all for it. I'm not bothered. Whatever's promoting rugby league and putting it on that stage and getting more games on telly, the better it is for the fans. So I'm all for it. Obviously, the body's really sore now, in a few days rest. But some of the collisions out there, some of the effort by St Helens and us, it was great to see. I think our captain Gaza Lislid, by example, in that middle, he was smashing blokes left, right and centre, and he's a real leader for us, and he held his hand up and led the team forward, so it was a real good team victory.
And a drop goal, sneaked over, right, a 40-yard effort from Sneedy, great kick.
Unbelievable kick. There's no other half-back in the league I want on that ball, to kick that 1 point in the name. He's cool as out, doesn't feel any pressure, and he could slot him over better than anyone, really, in the league, so it's great to have in the team. Obviously, his goal-kicking counted as well. But like I said, the boys got us in that position and we held up, and a few times, 8-9 minutes ago, you probably thought we were going to lose that game. We had to do 3-4 back-to-back sets on our line, and that's the sort of effort and desire you want to see from your team, and we managed to do that.
Speaking of effort and desire, though, that hardy bunch that came over with you on the M62, great support, and they were celebrating at the end as well.
Yeah, the fans have been first class. They've really got behind us this year. Obviously, it was unbelievable to get that derby win and then keep kicking on. On a Friday night when a lot of them are working and travel across to the west and come and see us here, and that support is unbelievable. Great to see the boys, really appreciate it. It's like having that extra man in the field when you can hear them behind you. So massive thanks to the fans, and we up there keep the buzz as much as us, and we can kick on into Huddersfield next week.